All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. And you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, with a record of 5-1, the Texas Longhorns are off to their best campaign in college football in nearly a decade. The Longhorns are 5-1. This is their best start since 2009. And I think the cherry on the top for this team was the fact that they were able to knock off their rival Oklahoma Sooners today at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Texas has won their last five games after they dropped their regular season opener to the Maryland Terrapins in D.C. And you look at the Longhorns right now, aside from being 5-1, they're also 3-0 in the Big 12 Conference, and that is important. Why? Because after 3 weeks of conference play, only Texas and West Virginia are still undefeated within the Big 12. And on top of that, you look at Texas's schedule, and everything sets up for this team to get to the Big 12 title game in Arlington. You look at the remaining schedule. They are home next week for Baylor, a very winnable game. They have a bye, and then they're on the road versus Oklahoma State, another winnable game. Mark your calendars for November 3rd. Texas will host West Virginia that day. Then on November 10th, Texas makes the trek across state to Lubbock to take on the Red Raiders. They then have Iowa State at home, and then they finish up on the road on November 23rd versus Kansas. And for head coach Tom Herman, remember, he went 7-6 last year in his first season in Austin. And when Texas lost their first game of the season to Maryland, some people were ready to run him out of town. But I think something happened for Texas after they fell behind USC at home on the 15th of September by the score of 14-3. Texas finished that game on a 34-0 run, and they have not looked back since. They got the big win at home versus TCU when they were ranked. They went on the road last Saturday and knocked off the Kansas State Wildcats, and winning in Manhattan is never easy for any opponent when you're taking on Bill Snyder's Wildcats. And of course, today's victory versus Oklahoma. Quarterback Sam Ellinger has been locked in. And, you know, aside from, you know, being back in the Big 12 race or being in the Big 12 race, I think Texas is ready to reemerge on the national scene. It's hard to believe, but it's been 9 years since Texas has been to a big-time bowl game. They've made some bowl games, yes, but it's hard to believe that it's been 9 years since they made a big-time bowl game. In 2009, they lost to Alabama in the national championship game. But since then, they've been relegated, you know, to second-tier bowls, and in some cases, not making bowl games at all. Texas has had three losing seasons in that stretch, but I don't think that is going to happen here in 2018. And I think the Longhorns are once again ready to reemerge as a national power. You figure the money and the resources that are at Texas are second to none in the nation when it comes to college football. They're going to go out there and get whatever recruits that they want. And I think they want to go back to doing things the way it was before. And when I reference that, I mean putting a blanket over the Lone Star State and basically cherry picking whatever recruit that they want to put on the burnt orange. So it was a big win for Texas today. They found the resiliency, and more importantly, this program has life now as a national power again. You can basically pencil in Texas for at least 10 wins. And let's say if they win the Big 12 and do not get into the college football playoff picture, best believe that you can all but pencil them in to a big-time bowl game. And I think the best is yet to come for Tom Herman and his crew in Austin. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.